Welcome to the Sunday Scoop Podcast, brought to you by Chocolate Sundays at the world-famous Laugh Factory. Now, this ain't your typical podcast. What you hear today will offend you. So if you're an active member of cancel culture, this podcast ain't for you. And don't forget, like and subscribe.
She did it.
But no, hold on, wait a minute. You can't just fast forward that. Did you just say she faked cancer?
Yeah, and that's what I thought. I was like, yo, what? I was like, all right, of all things you could have did to break up with me, like, you didn't, you had to fake, you could have did anything. I'd rather you had ran a train on, like, two niggas ran a train on you. I'd be like, all right, I'll take that. That's the only way.
It is time. Your Sunday Scoop. Welcome, everybody. I am your host, Kamari Love, and I am joined by my co-host, Q.
That's right, man. As you know, it's the livest show, man. It's as live as it gets. We got a comedy show going on the side of this wall. So get excited, man. We're getting into some real shit, okay? Some real stuff, man. So you're not going to be surprised. Be surprised about who pops in. There's going to be a whole bunch of different comedians that come in, guys. So you never know who's going to step in, y'all.
You never know. As always, we are joining you live from the world-famous Laugh Factory in Hollywood, California. If you guys are joining us again today, thank you. We love to see the loyalty. And if it is your first time, welcome. Be sure to drop into the live chat at some point throughout the show. We want to know where you're listening from.
Right. Let us know where you're from. We'll definitely give you a shout out. But that's not important right now. What's important is who we got at the table, man. It's the one and only Chris Sosa, all the way from All Deaf Digital, man, a.k.a. Poppy Chulo.
Hey. Yo.
What's going on, Chris? How you feeling, man?
What's going on, man? Poppy. I'm so happy to be here. Thank you guys, man, for having me. This Absolutely. Is super dope. This is very live. I just got
this
off stage.
As live as it gets.
Live. No, literally, this man is fresh off stage, okay?
Yeah. A lot of fun.
I got a question, bro. So,
what's up?
First time I saw you was your cipher for All Deaf Digital.
Oh, word.
Poppy Chulo. How'd you come up with that name? Where did that come from? Does that come from, like, where you, like, your heritage, or how'd you come up with Poppy Chulo?
Yeah, Poppy Chulo, that's definitely in with my background and my pops. Sure. My pops is, he definitely put that, instilled that in us. Being Puerto Rican and Dominican, really Puerto Rican, we feel like we're the only ones on the planet.
Right.
We feel like we're good looking. We're the best. So, you know, that's that Poppy,
you know,
Poppy.
Speaking of good looking, see, I thought that I was an asshole by bringing these sunglasses in.
And you see,
you know what I'm saying? And I thought that I was
now,
in the car
and
for
now,
10
how
minutes
do you feel?
Straight. I feel real good.
For all
Hold
the listeners,
I'm starting to sweat left right now. Damn, y'all didn't give me the memo.
But no, you didn't
I'm
know what was going to happen.
That.
And they're the same exact Ray-Bans, too.
They are.
I'm going to let y'all have this one.
I got to tell you, I got to be honest with you. I can't see shit, but I look good doing it.
That's right. That's right. It's like an invisible barrier for insecurities mm-hmm. on my face. That's what this is right now.
It's like a cape.
Like
it's a cape for the face.
You know? It's like a COVID mask
y'all
for the
lie.
Eyes.
Y'all lie.
All right, make sure everybody's safe.
We all safe. All right, man. So speaking of, did y'all hear about how Saudi Arabia is making a golf course? What is it? They're starting a golf league. They're starting
like a
golf
really?
League.
They're paying the golfers like $100 million for the tournament, even though they're murdering people at the same exact time. That's
Can
weird.
We make it make sense? Because the math ain't mathin'.
So the question is would you go over there to play in a golf tournament for $100 million knowing damn well you might just get slaughtered?
I mean, that's a lot of sand out there. So when you're playing golf, you don't want to get into the sand, but now you're playing in the sand.
Okay, put it to you this way. Not only are you playing golf for $100 million, but you're playing in a place where you know that kids are getting murdered. Does that represent your brand, or would you, like, still do it for the money? How important is money to you?
My bad. I was just thinking about the sand. My
I
bad.
Was like,
he said, fuck all that. I can't golf, period.
There's no
so
way
I can't
that
win $100
million. He's like,
there's
forget
no
them
you're not getting the money.
Let's talk about the sand problems out there.
You know what I'm saying? Yeah.
He said, fuck $100 million. I can't get out the sand.
Yeah, right. No. I mean, come on, yo. Like, actually, I'm sticking with that. Actually, I'm gonna stick with the sand not being able. I can't even golf out there. You know what I'm saying? But no, I'm not letting that. You know what I'm saying? Not with that.
I'm not gonna lie, man. That $100 million, man. You know what I'm saying?
I've
been broke a long time.
He's like, man. Listen, everybody die every day, B.
You know yeah. People, you know, kids get murdered every day.
No, we can't.
That's fucked up. Don't think like that.
No, that's
not Saudi Arabia.
We gonna leave that over there. Okay?
Yeah. Hey man, best of luck to you for sure. Man, nah, kid, you won't see me out there
for $100 million. Golfing. I just changed my name briefly.
Word.
You know what I'm saying, change my name and get
there
a leather fake wig and go out there. So I feel like if I
some
pulled off like a white chick.
You'll never know.
You ever seen White Chicks with Marlon Wayans?
Yay!
I feel like I pulled
you
that
really
off.
Go all the way out.
All
Yo,
the way.
That's all the way out.
Yeah. All right.
I can see it.
I dress up as a full white woman
blonde,
and then go out there and win the golf
blonde
tournament.
Blonde would look nice on you.
With the strength
I'm not
of a black
like
man.
You. Okay.
Hey, bro, you should definitely go for that. I Best of luck. Best of luck to you.
Bobby. We'll circle back to that. But I need evidence.
Real talk. Man, but this is super dope, like, being here at the Laugh Factory, yo. Like, I haven't been here in so long. I've been here for, like, I've been in Houston for, like, 2 years. So
right. You just moved back
got
there.
Back in town yesterday, okay. So.
Yeah, you fresh.
Fresh.
H-Town, Texas.
Yeah, H-Town, LaDabba, you know what I'm talking about.
So how you been hitting the comedy scene out here? What's your, like, what's your stand-up preferences like these days? Are you out here on the stages, or are you just kind of moving around?
Yeah, man, well, definitely came out here to just, like, hit the ground running, you know what I mean? Especially, right. I just got back yesterday, so Lonnie, shout out to Lonnie for giving me this slot coming through to perform here. This is one of the best crowds to perform for. For sure. Like, that is facts. If you guys are from out of town, you want to go see something when you come to L.A., come to the Chocolate Sundays at the Laugh Factory on Sunset. It's a dope show. You're not going to want to regret it.
It's the best crowd.
I just want to let you know.
I feel like when you perform at Chocolate Sundays, that's when you know you've actually got what it takes to perform, period.
Absolutely.
Like, when you're successful on that stage.
Oh, no doubt. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Oh, it's levels, too. You can't just perform. You got to go through out here and first impressions. To do the graduate spot, then you got to still be funny, and you know what I mean.
even if you
get graduate, you get on the show. I mean, you could. Lonnie would be like, nah.
That was a nice try. Thanks for waiting 3 years. You're out.
Exactly. Before I came to Chocolate Sundays a couple of years ago, I remember I studied like all the videos on the Instagram page, all the way from Omaha, Nebraska. I used to sit in my bed and just watch videos. I remember watching people bomb and what happened after that. Like Ron Jeeba come on stage and get on him. I was like, I don't want to be that guy. I don't want to be that guy.
Words. Yeah. You can't tank and get
You ever been so scared your palms just start sweating?
Absolutely.
My palms were sweating holding my phone from Omaha, Nebraska, watching what was going to happen.
Yeah, no, I couldn't go out like that, man. I really just got to go full fledged. I'm very fortunate that didn't happen to me here. So
when you appreciate that 3 year wait.
Yeah,
there you go. When you sign up,
no
like, maybe I do need 3 years to before I
right. You absolutely right.
It's 3 years now.
It's like a 4 year wait actually. Hey, you signed
yo,
up online.
Hey,
on
man, yeah, I got hella lucky, yo. You know what I'm saying? I mean, mine definitely was close to a year wait, but damn, it's at 3 or 4.
But that year is what you need, though.
Yeah, yeah,
if you've never done Chocolate Sundays before, you want a year to prep for what's going to happen here. Because
no
you don't want to drop the ball. This is the last place you want to drop the ball.
Because they will cook you. They will cook you.
You get cooked a couple times. You gotta go through Ron G cooking you. Then you got to watch and endure Lonnie Stairs.
We got a new guest.
That's glaring. Comedian Tricks, what's going on?
Look at that smooth sliding, Tricks. Hey.
What's happening with you?
All right.
Tricks, welcome to the podcast.
Hey, Scoop.
How you feeling, man?
Takara makes me laugh.
She's hilarious. Every time she does the
I just start laughing.
That's her signature.
You have no idea how true that is, especially in certain neighborhoods. That shit is funny.
That's like every girl on TikTok right now.
No, absolutely.
She gets me with it. It's my fault. It's my fault. I'm like, accountability just turned this. It's just the best thing to hear. But she just flipped that to be hilarious. Yeah. It's so dope. So dope.
I unfollowed all my male friends that do that. All of them. Every single one.
How do you argue with a girl that does that? You trying to have an intellectual conversation.
Sometimes it uses to shut you up, too.
Right, exactly.
Sometimes there's nothing behind it. You ain't got nothing to say. All right. Okay.
Can't do it.
Hilarious.
You're going to be a child for 2 minutes. Okay.
Yo, we was just talking about, you heard about the Saudi Arabia golf tournament for $100 million?
Absolutely not.
Yeah.
Absolutely. I have not heard about any golf tournament in Saudi Arabia. No.
Well, then, moving on.
There's a golf tournament in Saudi Arabia?
Yeah, for $100 million.
Better be. You know how this is in Saudi Arabia? First of all, going there is a gamble in itself.
Exactly.
You got to give people incentive. I don't care about no golf tournament. You got to 100 mil?
Yeah.
Wow, who's playing in that?
Is the money worth it?
100 mil? If I don't have a chance to win.
Right.
If Tiger Woods is in, am I going?
Like, man, y'all didn't make him feel bad like how y'all made me feel bad.
I'm the one who got
saved the dying babies park. Save the dying babies park.
What dying babies?
They're killing children over there in Saudi Arabia. So with that being done in Saudi Arabia, would you be comfortable playing golf in a tournament for $100 million, even though they're doing that to kill it?
Are they doing that to the children of the participants?
Oh, no.
Valid question.
See, I knew I wasn't a bad guy for saying what I said.
Because
I knew
if that's like a stipulation, like if you get to your hotel and it's like on the paper that we might kill your child. I might want to reconsider.
You might want to reconsider that. But if you like swinging and you hear the scream of a child in the distance, you're going to be able to still get the stroke.
Okay, first of all, you're an asshole.
That's ridiculous. I'm like, what is he?
Why would you even think that? You really think that's happening inside your room right now? Instead of someone going four, you hear,
I wasn't sweating until you came. You asked that question. I was like, wait.
Too much.
This is real questions, all right?
You're going somewhere. I don't know if it's hell or they might invent somewhere.
We're going on a journey. We're going to find out.
New level.
I've never laughed this much about killing babies. That's ridiculous. What kind of podcast?
I wasn't laughing at all.
This is going to be canceled.
I didn't laugh at all.
It's a real topic.
I should have signed a waiver before I came up here.
Oh, is it?
The no cards on the
screen. You wrote that damn question. Okay,
I should have known by the melting smiley face on your shirt that this was going to be a problem.
Hilarious. So
what's up, Trix, man? You all the way from Canada. How long you been doing comedy for, brother?
14, man. 14.
Wow. Yeah, yeah.
I live I live in Vegas now.
Okay.
Nice.
I like living there, man, because different change of pace.
Right.
I'm not going to diss Canada, but Canada's cold. And Canada sucks.
Okay.
For entertainment. No, for entertainment. It really does.
Okay.
So I moved to Vegas. I'm having a good time laughing at. Vegas is the only place in the world where you could just tell, like, come to the airport, you can just see who got there and who's leaving.
Right.
That's funny.
That's a fact. That's a fact.
You know what I'm talking about? Like, you see, like, people that just get there, like, there's an excitement. I mean, like, where's the tram? Where's Cosmopolitan?
Yeah.
Where's Timmy and Ozzy?
Yeah.
Like, all right, calm down. I like the people that are sad and leaving.
Shoot.
They're my favorites. You know the ones?
Canadians come to America and make a killing.
Canadians, wait,
we got another tap in. Uh-oh. We got a queen.
No doubt. Thank y'all for having me.
I'm glad she missed the killing baby stuff.
Thank you so much, Chris. We appreciate you.
But she's a parent. I don't know how she would feel about that.
Thank you, Chris. Thank you, Chris. Thank you so much, Chris.
Takara.
And we have a queen at the table. Queen Takara.
Takara Williams, the queen of Chocolate Sunday.
You're not going to do the ad.
I'm good.
Okay. What's up, guys?
Good, man.
Everybody's good.
Mm-hmm. Everybody's great.
Good. Trix just killed it on stage.
It sounds like both y'all did.
I just love listening to Takara just talk about like her marriage.
Honestly,
it's like one minute is like, yo, you know she married a dope dude because I met him. Mm-hmm. But then there's times where I'm laughing, like I feel like she's talking about Stedman. I'm like, yo, that's not the dude I met, bro.
You married a therapist. How did that happen?
That's dope.
Okay.
Was he your therapist?
He's
you met
here,
him?
So I got to make sure I get my life straight.
Okay.
No, it was through social media.
Okay.
We met through social media.
Tinder?
No, it's Instagram. He followed me.
He DM'd you.
He didn't DM me. I posted up something on social media, and he commented and was like, I would love to hang out with you. But he did it in the comments. He said, I don't believe in sliding in the DMs. Mm. If I'm going to do something, everybody just going to see me do it.
That's so, man shit.
And,
yeah.
Get out of here. And then we met up, and... That was it. Been together ever since.
That's dope.
That's beautiful.
Is he still? Does he give you therapy at the house? Is he like?
I don't know. Nobody want to hear that shit.
No. But you didn't hear her in the beginning. I was like, is that really true? Like, you guys have to like.
Yeah.
It makes you.
Yeah. We have a playlist. We listen to our wedding.
Wow.
Before it was a different playlist, and now it's our wedding song. So, depending on who's feeling whatever, sometimes I'm just like, hey Siri, play the wedding playlist, and she plays it.
I love that.
Yeah, it helps sometimes, unless you're really angry and you want to fight. And that's me.
Takara from New York.
I'll be like, man, fuck that playlist. I want to fight.
So he's hard to argue with.
He's not. It's me. I'm the problem. I keep trying to. It's me.
Fuck therapy. I just need to fight.
I want
to
argue. I don't want to fight. I want to argue.
You New York, right? Where he from?
You a fire
he's from,
sign.
I'm Texas.
Know you are.
I'm an Aries.
Texas.
I'm an Aries.
He's a
Southern
gentleman.
I'm an Aries.
You an Aries too?
Oh, when your birthday?
March
27th.
April 1st.
Oh, I'm April 5th.
I'm a Leo.
He's a Leo. My husband's a Leo.
All okay. Fire at the table.
Yeah. And my dad's a Leo.
You.
So,
there you go.
My dad's a good guy. Like so, it. Yeah.
Like,
you know, Aries and Leos are very compatible.
No, they're like soulmate. They're supposed to be best friends because, like, it's just that fire.
Y'all single? Who's single here? You single?
Single.
I mean,
you know what I'm saying?
You single?
For now.
I mean, this is a good vibe, you know what?
I wasn't going to say that. I didn't want to say it out loud.
Okay. The signs were good.
I don't feel like HR is going to have a problem with this.
HR is asleep, okay? So Okay, but I'm not trying to.
Okay. He said it's comedy. It don't count.
I'm glad Takara picked up on it. I didn't want to say nothing, but there's a little chemistry.
Look, man, I didn't want to put it out there. You know what I'm saying? I was going to say it for another. I did.
You know what? Legalize your dream.
Besides, you're in the sky.
Legalize your dream.
That would be a nice story for us to end up together off this podcast.
That would be dope.
You know what I'm saying?
Okay.
Maybe have a boy, a he say, she say podcast together.
Mm-hmm. You see how people getting together? Look how she got married. Right. Do in the comments. I don't do DMs. Like, come on, anything is possible.
I met my wife live on a podcast.
Thank you.
That's how I met her.
That's dope.
That's good. Okay, you know, we open to everything, I guess. You know,
Trix, are you single?
Yeah.
You are, man. That's what's up, bro. Yeah. You be out here just, you know, getting it in on the road or what?
I'm an Aries. I have feelings. I'm too complicated.
Yeah.
I listen to Robin Thicke's song "Complicated." I'm like, that's me, man. I'm a complicated dude. I don't know what's wrong with me.
Fair enough.
It's crazy because when men are on the road, you would automatically assume that they just be sleeping around, but a lot of them don't, and a lot of them are scared of. I hate groupies.
I never knew it was comedy groupies until
I became a comedian.
Here's the thing: the way our climate is now, maybe back in the day when we were like, you know, we weren't as sensitive and stuff like that. You could, but the way people be scheming, I'm sorry, man, I'm afraid. I'm almost afraid to talk to people.
No, that's a fact.
Everybody's trying to scheme all the time, and I'm not saying, you know, I don't want to turn this into like a, you know.
They be scheming.
Believe women. No, listen. I'm not saying women don't go through bullshit. Of course they do. But I'm just saying, so do some dudes, man. And I've had friends who have been accused falsely.
Right.
And lost in a court of law.
Mm. Look at the Johnny Depp situation.
No, you know what I mean?
Because women be scheming. Yeah.
Absolutely.
I'm glad you could say that, Takara, for real.
No,
man,
facts.
She knows. I've seen it happen. And I'm bitches just like, don't grimy. Do that to him. He's a good dude.
You even talk about on stage the crazy woman that you dated.
Yeah, I had a moment in my life where I was going through something and I dated a girl, right? Ooh. And I couldn't do it. It wasn't something that I could entertain because I'm not going to be arguing with somebody whose ass I can beat. Like, it was the weirdest. When I realized that she was arguing one day, I was like, I'm going to fuck you up. I can't do this.
Legally.
And women are crazy. Yeah. Women are, to deal with what men deal with in a relationship,
right,
to have to experience it.
Wow.
This woman blocked me. I ain't even do nothing to her. I didn't answer the phone because I was asleep.
Bro. So you were the man. You were the man. I'm gonna take a nap and wake up.
No, she was. She was very aggressive, very masculine. But she got mad because I didn't answer the phone because I was asleep, and she blocked me.
Then went the whole day,
called me at 6 p.m. the next day, and talked to me like nothing was wrong. She's like, "Hey, how was your day?" I'm like, "Sad. Why'd you block me?"
That's crazy.
And then when she told me why, she said, "I blocked you because you didn't answer the phone." I said, "But you knew I was sleeping." She was like, "I know, but you didn't answer." I'm like, "Oh, you crazy."
See, that's when I look at you and I say encroachment.
I'm done.
Flag on the field. Too many people.
I tapped out right there. I said, "You know what? I don't want to do this."
You know what's the sign of a crazy woman is when she know you sleep and she call you three times, and then she calls you seven more times on top of that. The stat pack. That's what I call that. Stat pack.
You know, is that a story?
It's a real life story.
The sign of crazy anybody is when you guys are in an argument via text. First of all, that's stupid. Don't argue via text. But when you're arguing via text and you can see, you know, like the three dots, they're typing, and then it go away, then it come back, and then it go away. Then it come back because,
like,
you know, they're
with your
face. Mm-hmm.
Yes.
Like,
all
right, man. You know what? Let's just go our separate ways.
Yeah, I just called it a day. I was like, you are crazy, and it made me want to call all, you know, anybody I was in a relationship with and apologize. Like, I've done this.
You're
shit
apologizing
to you
for sleeping, like, though.
I'm apologizing for the crazy that I've done.
You slept.
No, not to her. Just in general. If I would have entertained a man and I would have called him and he didn't answer the phone and I blocked him because of that, I felt bad because you don't know what it's like until somebody does it to you.
Did you do it? I've never blocked anybody
because they didn't answer the phone.
Oh, I'd be blocking like it's curriculum. I block at least two a day.
You gotta block them, man. Yeah. Women will block you across all streams and then be mad you didn't find another way to get a hold of them.
They will. Yeah,
that's actually true.
We
you should have got a fake number and called me anyway.
Yeah, why you ain't email me? My email didn't change.
You got what?
Air mail? Snail mail?
My
favorite is when they call you when you're doing something.
Mm-hmm.
And they didn't really call to talk about nothing. They just called.
I'm the queen of
that's
that.
Nine that's nine out of ten.
We're just checking to make sure we're still the most important thing in your life.
But then they get mad, and then they get mad and hang up. And you're like, all right, whatever.
I'm the queen of that. If you ask my husband, he'll tell you. I do that all the time.
But the worst one is, do you call back? Do you call back and be like, so you're not gonna call me back? You do that?
Yes.
Wow.
I'm working on my crazy. I said it on the stage. I said I'm crazy. I'm working on it.
You can own up to it. Okay?
I don't do it as much now, but because you know, especially when I was like overseas, because I'm free like right now. Right. I don't have nothing to do. I want to talk to you. But he's like, I'm busy. And I'm like, well, unbusy yourself because I'm free and I want to talk to you.
Unbusy yourself.
Because by the time he's free, I'm busy.
Mm-hmm. Fair.
There ain't nothing more important to a woman than her time anyway when it comes down to
it. I feel as a man you should, like if a girl calls you and says, you know what, well, I just want to talk to you.
Right.
I think you should respect the sentiment.
Yeah, because we don't always want to do that.
Yeah, because if a girl said that to me, I'd be like, you know what? Okay, I could pause Call of Duty.
Yeah, because you're going to miss your window.
What if you lie?
No, because the fact that she said that to me as a grown man, I'd be like, you know what? That's kind of dope that she did that.
What if you got
just
like
want to talk to me.
Because nowadays, a lot of women, the mindset of so many women is they don't even want to talk to you on the phone. They don't want to FaceTime you. Yeah. Text them, you know, email them, DM them. They don't want to have a conversation. So when you have a woman who wants to have a conversation, with you.
Yeah.
A lot of men, you know, good men, you know, grown men appreciate the conversation. Now, the conversation don't have to be 30 minutes, but a good conversation, just you can get in and out in 5 minutes. Yeah. It's just a quick check-in. Hey, how you doing? How's your day going?
It's not
going
to be 30 minutes. I've discovered some tricks. I do the classic, I push mute, I click mute and act like, you know, someone else on the line. Like, I gotta tell you this.
So
sound, because when you muted the phone, it sounds like
you clicked over.
You clicked over. Right. So I do that. Sorry.
I know.
We're not talking for 30 minutes. I'm sorry.
There's nothing more important than women in communication.
It depends. If the conversation is good, you'll stay.
Oh, if it's an insightful conversation, yeah, I've had 2 hour conversations with
you. I'm Jones for the day.
Absolutely.
When you meet a new woman, it starts off that way. The 2-3 hour conversation.
It does.
If you get dope,
you spend too much time with her, the conversation is kind of shorter.
Yeah, because you talked about everything. And, you know, that's where we are right now in the marriages. What are we talking about? What we want?
How much of my time you want? Is it worth it? I don't know. Think about it.
I see you. We live together. How long do we... Yes.
I like how you
listen. Sure ain't nothing going down.
You don't want no podcast. Like, there was some inaccuracies with what you said. We're going
to
talk about that when we get home.
Table.
But he knows, like, once you're married and you live together, those phone calls aren't as necessary.
Fair.
But what we do for a living, we travel.
We're on the road.
So we want to, you know, we don't have that space as much as most people would because of what we do for a living. So I was in the Middle East for a couple weeks. I was getting on his nerves. I want to talk to you. And he's like, it's time for me to go to sleep right now.
Yeah, what
I
was time
like,
was well,
I just woke up, so it's time to get up, huh?
Yeah, see, when we're on the road a lot, we forget time zones, too.
Yeah.
Because I be calling people like it's my time. Mm-hmm. Like, you know, obviously, Toronto is 3 hours ahead. Mm-hmm. So, I'll be calling at, you know, midnight.
I was 16 hours.
See, that's where you are.
In the Middle East.
Oh, wow.
See, we don't want to hear your excuses.
Performing in the Middle East.
That's an excuse. Wow.
I did a Middle Eastern tour.
Imagine getting called 16-hour different time zone.
Mm-hmm. You kind of have to expect that, though.
You do.
Right.
If you got just a small window to communicate, you're going to have to take it.
So what would you do if you call? Okay, so you call, and he's, like, clearly asleep. You can hear it in his voice. He's like, I'm glad you called, but like,
Oh, then I tell him to call me when he wake up.
Okay, see,
so you got to compliment him first. Yeah, ooh, your voice sounds amazing.
That's what I was not about to tell everybody. She's considering, because there's some women that be like, okay, yeah, but I still want to talk to you.
Exactly.
But if he's not asleep yet, then I want to talk to you.
No, listen, you got to compliment him.
But if he's asleep, then he'll be like, I'll be like, you sleep? He'll be like, yeah, I was asleep. I'll be like, okay, just call me when you wake up in the morning. But if I catch him 5 minutes before he go to sleep, oh, we're going to talk, bro. We
is it a sentiment?
No, listen, you got to hit him with the, hey, babe, your voice sounds sexy when you're tired.
My husband don't care about that shit.
He'd be like, what'd you say about me?
I like her playbook, man.
You know what I'm saying? And now all of a sudden you on the phone for hours.
So question, is it rude to fall asleep on the phone?
Nope, I love it.
That's adorable then.
It's cute.
Not if you snore.
Plug your shit in.
So is it don't play yourself. Is it rude to act like you sleep to end the phone call? If I just start,
I snore. And it's my
but the crazy thing is, some people still won't get off the phone. You wake up in the morning and y'all still be on the phone together. Yes, I don't think that.
You ever fall asleep and snore and wake yourself up and then talk like, oh, definitely. Like when you fall asleep, you'd be like, and then, oh, hey, yeah. And she's like, yeah, you fell asleep for like 2 minutes.
I heard you snore. You trying to deny it.
I will fall asleep and then when my husband will be like, you sleeping on the phone FaceTime, and I'll be like, I'm up now, and he'd be like, babe, you was just sleep though. Just go to sleep. No, I want to talk to you.
I think that's sweet. Instead of just being like, I clearly need to get off the phone.
But it's in the middle of the day when he has things to do that I'm going to sleep.
How do y'all keep close when you on the road, when y'all away from each other? Outside of, how do y'all really keep in touch outside of Regular phone calls.
FaceTimes.
FaceTimes.
Skype.
Random text messages.
Random text.
Memes. We love a good meme
relationship.
A good stupid meme.
It's right. So good.
A lot of messages on Facebook and like a lot of DM and like I'll see like a funny sketch or something and I'll send it to him and then he'll respond and send me something. So we do that a lot.
That's
yeah.
Cute.
I'm kind of jealous of your
Yeah, or if he knows what time I'm getting ready for a show, he'll call me and be like, you getting ready for the show? And I'll be like, yeah. He'll be like, let me see what you're wearing. Let me see what your fine ass is wearing. Let me see. Do that.
Takara cool like she knows how to play Madden. Like,
I feel that energy from you.
I will press every button and win.
You play video games, Takara?
No, but if I did, I'd be winning. I don't know how.
I already know.
I don't know.
I already know.
Whipping your ass.
Yes.
You play video games?
Absolutely.
Oh, you sound that's a competitive.
I mean, I'm not like a Halo, Madden type of bitch. What's your game? Mario, anything racing, I do a little Mario Kart,
a little Nintendo 64.
Mario Kart? I will wipe that like come
Mario
on.
Kart.
Absolutely.
Listen, you better snag her before somebody. This is a gem right
Mario
here.
Listen, Kart. I just got. Ooh, don't play with me.
And you're competitive too.
Look, man, I ain't worried about her when it comes to the Mario Kart. Hey, I have no love. When it comes to video games.
Banana that shit.
Zero love. I'm ice cold.
No, at all.
You guys are arguing already.
Mario Kart, Smash Brothers.
I don't play video games. I'm just not into it. Unless it's like a Pac-Man. Well, I used to play Nintendo, regular Nintendo and Sega Genesis. That was the era that I grew up on.
But you don't, none
so
this
all
new
this new shit. Can I watch Netflix on a PlayStation? Like, that's all I care about.
Wow.
Like,
we'll figure that out.
You want to use it on a PlayStation?
Yeah, I will buy a PlayStation just to watch Netflix.
That's funny.
I don't listen to music. I don't want to hear.
Absolutely fair.
You know they're smart TVs.
That's right. Why I have some. I have some.
That's funny.
I have some now, but back in the day, it was PlayStation all day. Wireless remote.
She buy a whole PlayStation 5 just so she can watch Netflix. Meanwhile, there's a kid out there trying to get PS5
but
for 2 years.
Give me your TV. Swap. Like, what kind of TV you got? What kind of TV you got? You got smart TV or not?
We're going to figure it out.
Okay.
Speaking of relationships, we got the whole situation with Puff Daddy and Carisha. Is that the same name?
What did Puff Daddy do now? When he's just going to come out of the closet? Come out of the closet, Puffy.
He got a young girl. He dating a city girl. Come out.
He's dating a city girl.
Yeah, he's like a 30-year age difference. How you feel about being a sugar daddy?
30-year age difference?
Something like that.
I mean, he knows. I don't think there's anything wrong with their relationship because they're very open and clear with their relationship.
Right.
There's boundaries and standards in their relationship, and they cool with it. So she know what it is. He know what it is. And that's probably why they don't argue and fuss, because they just know what it is. Even when that other girl was coming in talking about some she was dealing with Diddy, Carisha was like, me too. Like, I don't care. Right. She's got, you know.
I agree with Takara in a sense that, like, you dealing with Puff Daddy, you know what you're getting yourself into.
Right. Yeah.
You know what you're getting yourself into. It's not like you're going in there with surprises.
Even more, Puff Daddy is comfortable with himself. And being honest
and letting you know, hey, he said it to her. I'm single. And she said, well, you single, but we together. So it's one of those, he could do what she want to do, but she's faithful to him.
It's an open relationship. Exactly. I got you.
It's an open relationship on his end.
It's a clear-cut line. Is it an open relationship?
Yeah. No, it's open relationship on his end.
But she can't do nothing.
Yeah. But some women like that.
That's a good deal.
Some women like that.
That's a hostage situation. That is a relationship.
I don't think
I feel a little concerned.
No, because I think that
you sign up for what you sign up for. She can't do
what you want.
For him, that's a good deal.
But I think
that's a hostage situation.
But if she agrees to it, she ain't no hostage.
But every relationship isn't monogamous.
Paying the hostage.
Right. Facts.
There are swinging, there's polyamorous relationships. Every relationship is not monogamous.
No.
And that's why so many men cheat, because they don't want to just own up to the fact that they don't want to be in a monogamous relationship.
You just got
to
be open and honest.
With an open relationship.
No.
Thank you.
No.
I just said that immediately.
She didn't even finish the question. It's true,
but
though.
But there are women who are okay with it, and there are men who are okay with it. You have men who date two women on, you know, and it's open with it. And the women are friends and love each other and care about each other. So
you just got to be honest.
Every relationship is just different.
I don't even like sharing chips.
Right.
Okay.
That's you.
I don't.
That's your preference.
I'm the guy to put the bag down. I don't like sharing chips. Why am I sharing my woman? No.
When it comes to having, like, dating four women, I know a friend of mine, he actually has four girlfriends. He's like one of them.
Four?
He's one of them sexual massagers.
What is he, assaulting?
Oh, God.
You know what I'm saying?
You already knew it had to be something.
One of them dudes that be rubbing the Jamaican rub down.
Like, what?
Stop that.
I had a whole podcast with this dude where I argue with him
every man needs to get through the phase. We all get through the phase of, like, you know, bragging. that's, you know, teens and 20s. At some point, you got to realize when stress is stressed. Four girlfriends?
Four.
You're out of your mind.
He can do whatever he wants, but they can't do nothing. But he got to take care of all four.
I don't even have four pairs of Jordans, much less.
But I think that if you can handle it and they're okay with it, then go for it.
No man can handle
it. There are people in monogamous relationships who are unhappy, and then there's people in polyamorous relationships who are happy. Why? Because the man was honest up front and said, hey, I love you. I want to be with you, but I want somebody else. And rather than cheat, I'm telling you I want somebody else. And then that woman has a choice to make.
Right.
Do you want to stay with somebody who wants to be with somebody else, or do you want to move on? Right. You can't get mad at him for saying he's cheating when he told you, I want to be with somebody else too.
Facts.
And that's why you have these relationships where the woman stays with the dude, but she's fully aware that he sleeps with other women.
Facts.
Does this usually come with money, though?
I think for the most part, a man with stature has to have money because you got to take care of these women. But I've also seen people who everybody works. Like, I know a couple in Colorado right now where the wife and the husband work, and he has a girlfriend, and the girlfriend stays home and takes care of the kids.
So she's a nanny.
I mean, she does her part. She doesn't work. She does her part in the household. They both have, you know, they both sleep with him. He's cool with it. They all get along. But she does her part. She said, I don't want a random woman taking care of the kids. She's part of the family. And, I mean, it works.
That's dope.
It works for them.
You get to fuck your nanny.
And that's the state where you can marry more than one woman.
Right.
So he's married to both of them. So if something happens to any of them, they get the benefits, you know?
Wow. The girlfriend is the title just to keep her, you know, happy. Man. That's the nanny.
Imagine arguing with two women.
Call her what
women.
You want to call her.
That's dope, though.
Too much. She's
if she's cool with it. I want to call. Listen, I agree with Takara when she says, look, if both parties are cool with it, then who are we to judge?
Yeah.
I just think it's hilarious.
A lot of women are in polyamorous relationships anyway. They stay with a dude who keeps cheating, keep cheating.
What makes her stay, though? From a woman's perspective, what makes her stay?
Habit.
Infatuation.
Like
money, but
insecurity.
People, you can be addicted to a person. A lot of people don't understand that. You can be addicted to a habit. You can be addicted to a person. And even though you know something is not good for you and you stay, that's an addiction.
Just used to that.
You can even be addicted to a feeling. Something that you experienced in childhood and that person.
Especially if they have money, because now this man has created a lifestyle for you, and now it's just like, I don't want to be with him. He's trash. He's not treating me right. But this lifestyle, I don't want to let go of that either.
Yeah, I'm not trying to go back.
So
to
you just deal
I'm not
with
trying
it.
To go back to Detroit.
Yeah.
Yes, that's odd.
I think that when a conversation is had and they agree on it, I don't judge nobody's relationship because everybody's relationship is different.
Man. I feel that.
That's amazing to be able to have that type of honesty, too.
If people were more honest, then we wouldn't have the stuff that we have. If men were more honest and say, I love you, but I want to sleep with other women, and give that woman an opportunity to make a choice.
You can be honest and still get what you want.
But you got to make sure if you're in a relationship, if you're in something like that, you got to make sure you're taking care of all the females, because you don't want to ruin four women's lives at the same time.
If you're trying to keep all four, and he's addicted because four.
Right.
Because four is not easy to maintain. I'm just being real with you. All four happy?
It's hard to.
That's a talent.
But it depends on when the four. You know, if you travel for a living and you go to different states, you got a woman in this state, a woman in this state, a woman in this state.
Okay. I'm acting like they all live in the same, all in Cali.
Yeah, but even if they are all in Cali, it's like you're not going to see everybody every day. You have a schedule. You figure it out.
It could be a different four. Also, the four could represent a different phase of women he likes in his life. It could be like one woman could be like really nice, and one woman could be really educated.
I've heard that before.
One is really aggressive.
It's
one
satisfies really all
and one is a freak.
Right? Yeah, you can't find a different phase of women he wants.
You know, they got to be cool because with his career field being a Jamaican body rubber. Or whatever.
He's a Jamaican dude?
Yeah, he a Jamaican dude, and he be doing them sexual rub downs you seeing on
Instagram.
I want four girlfriends.
No woman would trust him anyway in a monogamous relationship.
Never.
I've seen those rub downs.
Even the most secure ones. I don't trust you.
Oh, me? I'm not.
No, I would tell you right now. I would rub on any gal. You understand
me? They asking me the question.
Look, I had a whole podcast with this dude where I talked to him about, like.
They asking me the question.
I am a Jamaican rubber. I am a Jamaican rubber.
I'm sorry, Charlie Sundays.
You understand?
Okay, listen. I got something for you.
I wanted to let you know, if you want a rub down, I am a Jamaican rub down, man. No. You understand?
One of them wanted to give me a massage, and I asked my husband. I said, hey, this dude want to give me a massage, and he saw the video. He said, get the fuck, ain't no, get,
you feel me?
Get the fuck. fuck out of here.
You feel me?
Absolutely not. Ain't no man finna rub you down like
that's basically
but
sex.
But they literally be having sex. They be having a girl flipped over, ass in their face, rubbing their back, massaging it. I'm like, bro, he ain't got no drawers on. I can feel it in my heart.
I love her.
I can feel it. Have you seen those massages, Lonnie?
He told me he never gets an erection. Have you seen
those
massages?
It's not cute. That's sex.
They crazy.
It is sex. They fucking.
That's sex.
From now on, when I go to Jamaican resorts, that's how I'm talking to everybody. I am a Jamaican. Kind of rubbed on, man. You want to rub down? Mr. Loma, Loma.
Here at Sound, there's a rub down. And then you get in a rub down if it feels good, you make a noise. You be like, oh, as a woman, you going to make a noise.
Right. And that's scary.
I'm good.
Welcome to Sandals. If you want service, you call me extra rub down. You don't have to pay
nothing. Happy ending.
All you have to do is lay down and don't say nothing to police, okay? It's a lover, lover.
Oh, no. All right, y'all, hold up. Since we're talking about relationships, I want to jump into one of our favorite parts, okay? This is called Relationship Roulette.
Right.
Okay.
So what our producers do, they go to Reddit and they pull some ridiculous things from the relationship column, and we're just going to talk about it, okay? We got some wild ones this week. So the first one says, my girlfriend sent sex videos of us to her exes.
Ooh.
I support that.
She's trying to say that the sex is popping, you packing, and she want to let them know what she getting.
Yep. She said, thanks for fumbling me, boo.
Send them out to every boyfriend you had. I want the one from the third grade, your first kiss.
I'm not mad at that. Did you film the sex video? Did you film it in cinematic mode?
Unless she's trying to get them back and trying to make them feel sorry for her and say, this is what I'm getting. But it sounds like she's trying to.
That's the best way.
It sounds like she's trying to show off, like, this is what I'm getting.
That's exactly what she did, though. She's like, listen, this is what you should have been doing.
This is what you didn't have.
So as a man, are you feeling embarrassed? Are you feeling empowered? Like,
no, not if I'm performing well.
In the video or the one on the other side?
You the one in the video.
Yeah, the one in the video, I'm feeling empowered.
Which video did she send? She obviously sent the video where he's doing...
Right, the most.
Yeah.
The most.
So I'm the man right now.
Proud, right?
And you know, if you put that...
He said, you're welcome.
I just never heard of nothing like the get back is real. Like, right. I'm going to send you
that's petty.
All I'm saying is, listen, if you guys are putting that on OnlyFans, send me my cut.
Right.
That's all I'm saying. Yeah. I want a
because then you don't know where that video
money.
Could end up.
That's true.
OnlyFans.
I will Kim K that shit so fucking fast. Don't play with me.
Don't Ray J okay. me, bro.
Yeah.
Don't Ray J me.
Look what it did for Ray J. You can Ray J me anytime.
Kim, she got famous off of that, though.
Mm-hmm. I'm telling you, every night from now on in bed, I'm going to be a Jamaican. So if you send a video, it's going to be African tricks being a Jamaican.
It's going
to
be what?
Yeah, and let me know if you're filming it for your ex. I'll talk to him in the video. Yeah. This is what you're supposed to do to your woman.
I don't know how I would feel being on the other end of that. Like, I'm sitting there minding my business, and then I open my phone, and it's a video of my ex getting drilled by her new dude. I don't know.
That's tough.
That's something. That, you know what? That,
sorry,
that's,
I want to swallow.
Yo, petty dudes would do that shit, though. I've done something similar. Not like that, but I've done something similar to that.
Mm. Well, what's similar
it
to
got
that?
Sent out.
Just some side.
No, I didn't really give her the visual. I just was like letting her know, like, listen, this is what my current does, and you didn't do that.
But why is it petty? Okay, because it's petty.
Tom Petty.
Was you older or younger at the time?
Younger, but I'm a little petty still.
Okay.
I'm not going to lie to you. I'm petty as fuck.
Okay. Petty Betty. Okay.
We love someone who can admit they're petty.
What's the pettiest thing you've ever done, Sakara? Pettiest thing in a relationship.
Uh-oh. I want to hear this.
There's so many things.
I know.
The pettiest thing I've ever done in a relationship is I made myself an amazing meal and didn't cook him anything.
That's fucked up.
That's fucked up.
It was like fried chicken, mac and cheese.
You fried
him? Oh, you went soul food on him too,
and I didn't give him anything.
Yo, my heart.
Or I'll get something to eat and come home and make myself comfortable in front of him and eat it. And
Takara, you fried him for real?
I did.
This guy's sitting there thinking you cooking up a meal, and he's like, "Where's my plate?"
You tell him yours in the microwave. It's a bowl of cereal.
And you're like, "Yo, give me some water
with no cereal."
Yeah.
I think that's the pettiest thing I've done.
That's I think I might be able to top that.
Okay,
go.
Mine was petty on the thin line of psycho.
Wow.
So I knew that my ex was meeting up with her new dude at a crib. So I basically went to the crib and his car door was unlocked, and I wrote a bunch of notes that say she's a hoe, and I put her all over his car, dead ass. I did that. I put, yo, your girl's a hoe, by the way, just so you know, your girl's a hoe. So when he comes in the car, he'd be like, how the hell, who the hell put these sticky notes in my car? I did that at 3 in the morning.
That's petty.
How do people have this time?
Ask him. He did it.
Like, how do you?
I was bum hurt. I'm not going to lie to you. I was bum hurt and like, I guess you could say jealous too.
Yeah, you'll do it. You find the time. You find it.
When you're jealous and mad and hurt all at once, you're gonna do some dumb shit.
See black. Yeah.
You're gonna do some dumb shit.
You're definitely going to.
You did some dumb shit.
That was no. In hindsight, that was dumb.
That's petty.
But
I liked it.
Just adding that to the repertoire.
All right, Kamari, what's the pettiest thing you've done in a relationship?
Oh, that's the crazy thing. I'm not a petty person.
That's a lie.
No, I swear to God, I hate that about me because honestly, there's so much petty within me.
You've never done anything petty.
You don't release it.
Come on now.
Can we come back to me?
You know
I'm
what?
Too pure.
Or maybe
I
it was petty.
God.
You didn't think it was petty.
Right.
I mean,
she got a top 10 in her hair, right?
I
now.
Really don't. No, I you have to come back.
Just the way
to
you
me.
Rolled your eyes just now was
no,
petty as fuck.
No, but I'm not petty. I honestly can't even fake some shit right now. I'm not petty. I'm so petty.
Like she,
okay.
She did the full roll.
I be wanting to pop off constantly.
Okay.
Pettiest thing I ever did in relationships, I took the TV mount. I mounted that TV. The TV's on the floor after I left.
Oh, that's fucked up.
Okay. She knew how to mount the TV.
Okay.
That's a good dose of that.
Yeah.
Good dose
you know what I'm saying? That TV was on the floor. She had to stand no more
either. That's a good dose.
I took pillows. I bought them shits. When I came to your house and I met you, you had one pillow and it was flat as fuck. And I bought
pillows?
You memory foam pillows.
Your neck waking up.
I took my fucking two pillows, my two $60 pillows each, and took them shits right home.
I took a number off the remote.
And threw them in the trash.
I took a number off the remote. I knew she watches a certain show on
I
channel
took
24.
On.
I removed the
I
four.
I
would have
took
that
the power button off. That's
I
what
took,
I was doing. I took the power button. You ain't watching shit.
Turn on 100 volume and
so,
take the bottom.
No, you're going to click channel.
Just cut the cord at that point. Buy a whole new TV.
You're going to go from 2 to 24
up.
Manually.
I like that. I like
yeah,
that.
Yeah, I was an asshole.
I'm taking notes for when I need to be petty,
yeah.
So thank you. You
take
know.
The light out of the refrigerator.
I should listen to Carol. She's
oh,
take the light out of
button
the refrigerator.
But the power button affects both of us.
Yeah.
I want to watch TV, too. That's why I didn't do that.
But you keep it in your hand, and you use it when you want to watch TV. You just don't tell her you got it.
Oh, you got
that's
petty.
Funny.
You got petty.
Bust out the button and put it back
together. I just got it. Just a little bit.
All right, top 10 petty things. Count down right now to Carol. Top 10 petty moments.
That I've done?
Yep.
Took pillows back.
Took pillows.
Took soap. Took all the soap out the house.
Took the soap. You dirty.
Dirty.
Pun intended.
Top 10. Took the keys.
Car keys? House
keys? All keys.
All keys.
Can't leave the house.
See, you can't even open the mailbox.
Can't. No mail, no checks, no nothing.
No money.
Wow.
Took the food.
Okay, that's six.
I took food out the fridge. Mm-hmm. Broke up
Number
with
five.
Somebody's top pettiest thing I've ever done. Ooh.
Took the food out the fridge.
Yeah.
I can't.
You
I can't
like grocery bagged it up?
And yep, and took it with me.
Just leave condiments.
I bought it.
Salad.
What else have I done? Petty. I don't know. I can't scratch the car.
That's not, I mean, that's not petty. That's just.
I've done that.
That's some Carrie Underwood shit.
Or whatever that song say.
Until each.
And launched car keys, knowing that was their last one.
Oh, yeah, that's
you Rihanna'd. Okay.
I launched them car keys. Yeah.
I don't
damn
have
girl.
10. I just know things that I've done. Yeah, I've changed, like, the Wi-Fi password.
That's fucked up.
Like, her password. I knew somebody at Cox.
Locked out.
Dead
oh,
ass.
My God.
I knew somebody at Cox. I was like, yo, no, let's just. I slipped him.
That's funny.
He said, just fuck
changed
her up real
the
quick.
Password, fucked her up. Yeah, that was petty.
That's
the remote
up.
Thing is true. Mm. The notes, I did that.
I've taken the Wi-Fi box.
Have wow. you taken the modem
box?
For real?
The whole router?
The whole router.
Wow. They're going to get charged for that for sure. Wow.
I know. I don't care.
Yeah, that's like 59.
Like 200.
That's like 100.
That was
like
$200.
You're but you're treading on like evil. That's mean, bro.
She cutting level 1,000.
And, yeah. And his phone was off. You ain't going to text bitches on Wi-Fi on my watch. Nope. Wow.
I had a party, invited my friends and her friends and not her. Like, she was the only one.
I like that.
So everybody was like, yeah, we're going to Trixie's. You come in? And she's like, nah, I wasn't told. And I told her friends. Like, even the ones I didn't like, I told all her friends.
I like your
stuff.
You
know what I mean?
I like your stuff.
Yeah. Stuff like that. I don't have a top 10.
Not too crazy.
Not too crazy.
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah. All right, Keenan's coming in.
Sakar, thank you so much.
Of course, bye, guys. Have a great show.
Can I stay? You got to go?
No, you can stay.
I'm staying.
You can stay, Tracy.
No, I wanted to go get a drink. I wanted to go get, like, alcohol.
Ladies and gentlemen, Keenan Baker, ladies and gentlemen. What's up? The way funnier Baker, unless you mean.
The way funnier. Ooh, shots.
That's family right there, man.
Listen, the words expressed do not reflect everybody on the podcast.
That's family.
What's up, Tony y'all? Baker's hilarious. Kenny Baker's hilarious. Welcome to the show, man.
Oh, thank you. I feel great, man. I feel great. I'm like watching y'all over here. So, but thank you. Appreciate it. Drinks.
We're
great
just in the middle of a game called Relationship Roulette. So we're going to move on to the next one. If you're not familiar with Relationship Roulette, basically producers on the show, went to Reddit, picked out a couple different relationships. We're going to talk about them, see how you feel.
I want to hear his insight on some of this.
You want to go for the first one? You want me to go ahead and move
to the next one? No, let's go to the next one.
Yeah, I want to hear you.
All right, check it out. So, guy I'm dating said that he's fine with not having sex before marriage, but he wants to tell his friends that we are actually sexually active.
Oh, you a bitch.
So you want to lie?
He's lying on pussy?
Yeah.
You a bitch for that?
Yeah.
Okay, she's an idiot for dating a dude like that.
Yeah, don't
that
use
don't even
my.
Make sense.
You
that,
can't yeah, use my is, my name and likeness for your clout right. and not give me the dick. What are you talking about?
That's reverse. You don't really hear about the
what?
The,
that's ridiculous.
That's reverse.
Yeah, yeah, you know what? Yeah,
there has to be a level of shame.
Right.
Yeah,
like, right. Be ashamed.
This dude's a loser.
There has to be some shame in your life.
Yeah,
that you're going. Like you're in a barbershop. Everybody talking about sex and you're like lying.
That's reverse.
There's
got to
be some shame
dick.
In there.
Why are you getting in a relationship and being like, I'm cool not having sex? Now, how old are they?
Right. Just telling everybody, yeah.
Listen, you know what, though? I'll go. Thank you so much. I'll go devil's advocate. If you want to be a person who wants to have sex after marriage, that's fine. But then be true to yourself. Don't go around and like you slanging dick all over the place, and you a preacher's kid. Don't do that.
Wait. So.
Tap in.
If she's a virgin,
right?
But if you've already done it with multiple, nah, I don't know if I can accept that. I just be like, well, you gave it. Why am I the guy? You gotta be like, hey, you know, I'm just gonna start changing today.
No, the girl said the dude is the one saying.
I'm guessing he doesn't want to have. She doesn't want to have sex, and he agreed, right? Is that
oh,
it?
Oh, so yes. he's not a virgin.
I don't.
No.
Sound
just
like
with
it.
This particular girl, he decided to be celibate.
No. The guy's a virgin.
The guy's a virgin.
So the guy.
Are you sure he's not gay?
Oh, okay. So he's a virgin.
He's a virgin.
Oh, okay.
And he wants his first time to be after marriage.
Exactly.
But then be true to yourself.
Yeah. But he wants to lie about him having sex with his wife.
AC Green is AC Green is the most famous virgin on earth.
Yeah, and your friends should already know you're a virgin. So what is the point of lying now? Just be like, no,
that's
I already told
question.
You I'm waiting to
and
get
I'll
married.
And I call your ass out. I know. Listen, yeah. I'll be like, listen, nigga, come on.
You know when a dude give. Can we curse on you?
Yeah.
Oh, when a dude get buzzy for the first time, it's a different glow. Right. So when you walk in the room like, hey, guys, I'm just like, nigga,
different
you didn't
glow.
Fuck. You didn't fuck. Because your energy is still virgin-like.
Right.
So virgin-like. I can't even believe you. I think, hey, man, you know me and Sarah, we got it in. I'm like, nigga, you two, nah.
Lies.
Plus, you know what? I'm traumatized.
I guess
I'm, you walk in. I'm traumatized because in my high school, they were very horrible to dudes that they caught lying on the pussy.
Right.
That traumatized me for real, for real. Like, they would, I mean, they would embarrass you in a way where you probably wouldn't lie about anything again. So I don't know, it's just embedded in me. Like, look, man, if someone asked me, oh, you fucked that girl? I'd be like, nah, I didn't.
Yeah,
and don't feel no way about it.
You don't want to get caught lying on pussy.
Yeah.
You don't want her exposed you in the hallway.
Right.
You did not fuck me, bitch.
And that's the worst thing. When she exposes you, it don't matter if your boy, if she exposes you, it's a wrap.
You done.
Yeah.
I'm still going to be Jamaican.
You corny. Once you want a cop, you want a cop forever.
Yeah.
You don't come off the cop.
You got to switch high schools. Like, you got beat up or something.
You don't come off the cop.
I never, I'm 6 months. I give her a good rub down. It's a down payment on the pussy. You understand me?
You ever had anybody lie about you by having sex with you before?
Absolutely not.
I would lie on her. Look at her.
Nah.
I wish a nigga would. Don't do that.
Niggas that lie on they dick don't have fathers. That's what I picked up. Because that's the only way. Because. That's the only way. My dad, I was raised by my father. He said, my dad literally is like, man, you lie on your dick, you a bitch ass nigga. He told me that. He told me that at 13. He was like, you lie on your
parenting
dick, you a bitch ass nigga. I was like, all right, cool.
I just unfollowed Kenan Baker in my mind for 2 minutes. That's the most disrespectful comment I've ever heard in my life. You ain't got no father. I just want to say that to somebody.
Oh
nigga, you ain't
God.
Got no father.
If you lie on your dick, how is that disrespectful?
That's hilarious, though. And I agree with you. You should never lie on pussy.
Never.
Don't do it, man. That's that karma.
I'd rather say I'm working on it.
Exactly.
I'm working on that pussy.
Hey, man, you know how it is, man.
Sure. It's optimistic. You know it's honest.
That's not a lie.
Not yet.
Yeah,
not yet. It's coming around the mountain, though.
Exactly.
Speaking things into existence.
Right.
Exactly.
Right.
Wrong manifesting with that. Pussy 101.
Manifesting.
Pussy.
I like
yes.
that.
I'd rather manifest in the barbershop than sit there and fully lie.
Right.
You ever been called out in the barbershop? I've seen it. It's not nice.
Oh,
it's
never I good. The
barbershop is the deadliest place on earth.
Yeah, what you do is you just walk out mid-haircut. That's what you do. You just walk out.
Cream the hairline.
You have the right to fuck up your hairline. I agree. They have a right to fuck up your hairline and they catch you lying.
Your whole life.
You better catch a lot before the haircut done.
And you can never come to that barbershop again.
Not ever, ever.
I mean, because every time you go in there, you're going to be the butt of all jokes.
It's going to be bad.
Yeah. At a black barbershop, maybe at a white barbershop, you fine. Yeah.
Like, they wouldn't even bring it up in a white barbershop.
Yeah. At a black barbershop, this is like, oh, hey, this is
here you go.
Yeah.
All right, y'all, we got one more. Go ahead, Kamari.
Oh, I got you. Okay, so for the last one, it says, if an ex that you were in a long-term relationship with reached out after a year to say some piece, would you want to hear it or would you rather not talk to her?
That's happened to me.
How did you handle it?
And it depends on who the ex is.
Yeah, what happened in the situation?
It depends on the ex.
Mm. If we just, like, cheating, I mean, I ain't gonna lie, beforehand, I'm older now, I'm 36, but when I was, like, in my 20s, I felt like I wanted to know immediately. So, like, why? Like, I wanted to know.
Just
hurt me more. You already hurt me, because that's how it is. Like, you already hurt me, so just tell me.
Go all the way in.
Yeah, right. Go all the way in. Right. But, like, at this age, I mean, I don't even know if I care, for real. Like,
right.
I had a girl fake cancer to break up with me. I still want to know why she did it.
But no, hold on, wait a minute. You can't just cancel. See? You can't just, you know, fast forward that. Did you just say she faked cancer?
Yeah. And I still haven't, because, like, even it's just like the way she brushed over it was just like immediately in another relationship. I'm just like, this, how are you just?
She said, I am healed.
Yeah.
I would like to know.
What kind of cancer did she say she had?
Yeah.
I mean, that's part of a joke that I do, so I don't want to say the joke. But it was, I don't know. Or she was saying she had something wrong, you know, like, I think it was like ovarian cancer.
That's fucked up.
That is so fucked
don't
up.
Mess, yeah. Don't, don't speak manifest that on it yourself. On yourself.
That's
don't
what
do
I'm
that.
Yeah. Like,
that's fucked up. For everyone who does have ovarian cancer.
What did I do for you to just not break up normally?
Yeah, and that's what I thought. I was like, yo, what? I was like, all right, of all things you could have did to break up with me, like, you didn't, you had to fake, you could have did anything.
That's a serious disease. We're not talking about like a cold or.
I'd rather you had ran a train on, like, two niggas ran a train on you. I'd be like, all right, I'll take that. But
you would have rather. Dancer? I don't know. I don't know. That's a hard one.
I'd rather have a fakie.
That's a hard one.
That's a hard one. I'll take the fakie.
If a girl told me she came and she had two dudes out there.
You know what?
I'd be like, you could have just. I really would have appreciated if you just texted me.
There's something romantic about faking.
Ovarian cancer,
exactly.
Man.
Come on, dude. She cares about my feelings.
What did I do, bro?
I mean, have you ever faked an orgasm before as a dude too?
I have.
I feel like as a woman, that's more common.
Right. Okay, so I don't really love. I don't like faking orgasms because it's like if you're doing a bad job, I need you to know. Don't waste my time.
Okay.
Don't do that. However,
I'm with that.
In the past, I have definitely faked an orgasm just for you. Get off me. Like, I don't even want to.
Whoa.
Like,
so you were nice about
like,
it.
No. Okay, please stop.
I want to. Like, how did you fake the orgasm? Was it a good one? Like where your body. Tense up, or are you just making noises?
You mix it in. You get a little bit of shaking over here, a couple noises over there. So
you're a good faker.
You couldn't just say get off me.
I mean, I'm an actress first, so you know.
I'd be like, this is.
Well, you could have just said get off me.
I mean, I just feel like that's rude. I just like, so you know, nice. you've tried. You've tried. I'm a sweet person, so I'm going to give you a little something, but I'm never going to call you again. I'm never going to let you back in my space again. Like,
I'd be like, if you didn't,
I don't want to ruin it.
I'd rather you not fake it. I'll just be like, yo, if you didn't get it, let me just go down and finish you off.
I feel like
that's how I feel.
If you know what
then
it's like.
So insecure with that.
Right.
I'm not.
Yeah, I'm not either. I understand that it's very difficult to get a penetrational, like, orgasm. So it's easier to do it from cunnilingus. So I just rather, like, well, you know, my go-to was like, yo, I'm going to just do you first cunnilingus, and then I'm going to just go in there afterwards. So you
appreciate that.
Yeah, so I know for sure you got yours.
Exactly. See, that's an unspoken rule right there.
Yeah, bam.
Real niggas do.
Yeah.
Appreciate that.
Yeah, but I faked it.
If you've given a woman enough orgasms though for penetration, you know what it feels like. You know what a fake is versus a real.
Exactly.
I've never been faked out.
I'm just like, you didn't. She's like, oh, but it was good though. I'm just like, all right.
I saw one orgasm and she turned into Beetlejuice.
Wow. Liar! You lied to me.
Scared the hell out of me.
Hey, as a dude, if you faked it with the condom off.
Ooh.
Because if you did, and she went to go to the bathroom, she was like, nigga, nothing came out.
That's what I'm saying. I can see. Like,
if she believes you, but if she believes you, she's stupid as hell.
But if you get it from the back, you can fake the jack off fake it. You know what I'm saying?
Wow. I don't like how you, how you're too skilled in that.
Yeah.
I
mean, I've done it many a time.
Yeah.
At least you're honest.
But look, if you've done enough, if you fuck a girl enough times in one night, or if you come, you can't, nothing comes out if you
look at a deal breaker. Look at her face. She's like,
No, because that's true. I mean,
yeah. Or sometimes it's dudes, like, if you think you had about, I've gotten a cancellation.
Right.
Masturbated.
Right.
Got a new one say, hey, come through. I was like, I got to see this one through. Mm-hmm. And I went there, and guys know it, that second nut is normally the hardest one to bust off.
You earn that.
Like, yeah, as a woman, you're going to be working for a good 35 to an hour, maybe. You maybe longer.
For the second one.
For the second one. The first one's easy.
That's funny, because for women, it's opposite.
The second one's easier.
I thought the second one comes faster.
And really?
It's better. Yes.
Okay.
Almost build a little bit.
Wow. Yep. That's crazy.
Yep.
Okay. Yeah.
No, we're opposite.
Yeah. My second. And I'll be sitting there like, all right, man. I don't fake it no more. I just be like, hey, man, just either give me some head. I was like, I know, no problem. It was for you tonight.
Women are understanding with that too, though. Like, they know if that he didn't knocked off one or two, they gonna work with you.
Some are. Women are. I think some women are just as egotistical as we are when it comes to sex. If right. you don't,
yeah, facts.
if you have sex, especially if it's the first a few times, and you don't come, she gonna be like,
pissed.
All right, whoa, wait a minute.
She gonna think out. It's her.
Yeah.
It is
facts. I'm definitely gonna start looking side eye at you. Like,
when does a dude not come and it was him?
Right.
Never. I mean that too.
Huh? Is there such a thing as bad sex for guys? Have you had bad sex before where you just didn't?
If I didn't come, it wasn't my fault.
I've had a bad fucker.
Right.
Like in
no
most
cases,
yeah. Most women.
Oh, I've had bad.
It's white girls.
Yeah. There's just very rare bad vagina.
Sure.
But if the vaginal secretion can get moist, you normally straight. But right. like if
it's a secretion.
Yeah, but
unless you're dealing with a hallway.
A
hallway.
And then they might say it's your fault. They might be like, hey, you ain't girthy enough. And I'll be like, oh, all right.
You ain't girthy enough.
Girth is my favorite word.
Come on, don't do that. If you got a hallway, like she said, the girth ain't going to save you.
That's just from the Niggaology 101, okay? I'm just saying. I have a lot of male friends.
Have you seen the hallways in Vegas? The hallways in Vegas are wide.
Do you prefer length over girth?
Oh, God,
from a female's perspective?
I feel like girth goes further, but you definitely need a happy medium. I feel like girth over length because you can be long and not girthy. You just poking me, and I'm just hurting. Like,
you know what
are you doing?
Mm. She's a real one.
You know what I'm saying? But if you girthy, you got a little motion in the ocean, we could work with that.
Why are men being judged for their penises? We can't control it. If
you
a nigga
totally
girthy, he's girthy.
How
he
you
not,
use
not.
It. It's not about, you know what I'm saying? Like, you just got to know how to work with it.
All I know, yeah. God bless me with rubbed on. Rubbed on ability.
I would say also, too, you know what you have, and you should know how to, I mean, unless you micro it out here, unless you're a micro, but, like, other than that, you should know at least how to do what you do.
Right.
Facts.
Yeah. Do you feel like it's a guy's fault if you don't orgasm, though? At a certain age. I feel like
I don't feel like it's your fault because also women go through phases throughout the month and I don't even want to be touched all the time. So if we happen to be having sex
during the time,
I'm not necessarily really feeling it. It's going to take a lot longer for me to orgasm and I might not even need to. This felt good. This was fun. We good?
So you can enjoy sex without having an orgasm,
that's
right?
That's crazy. Women can do that shit.
I can. Right. I don't prefer it.
Of course.
But like if we had a good intercourse regardless, like I'm cool with it because there's other things at play.
Let me ask you a question. What is a deal breaker during sex for a woman? When I say deal breaker, I'm talking in a negative connotation. Like, what is the one thing a man will do during sex that'll make you go, okay, I'm done?
Be lazy.
Lazy.
Don't be fucking lazy. If you just lay there and let me do all the work, my hips all hurting, throbbing, I'm just like,
a male starfish.
What the fuck are you doing? Dead ass.
I've like, never heard of a woman say a dude just lay there.
I've never heard that.
Not just, but like, you were definitely expecting me to give you a show.
That's
like,
light skin energy. light skin niggas do shit like that. Like,
that
no,
is,
like,
I've never heard that before.
I've never heard it before, regardless.
I mean,
yeah.
Performer, all right, in all senses.
But he needs to perform too.
You gotta meet me halfway.
If a guy doesn't perform the first, I say 5 to 7 times of y'all having sex, that is wild. That is crazy.
No, niggas really get in here. They put it all out on the table for the first one. After that, they buy you dinner. They call it good. They like you.
He's not attracted to you.
You straight, right?
That might be the case.
He's not attracted to you. There's no. I don't understand. I don't know any dude that has a naked woman on top of him.
Right.
And he just does nothing about it. He's not attractive.
For my resume sake, I don't care what it is. I'm going to perform to the fullest.
Thank you. Every
game.
You're there.
You understand?
Because normally it's male ego. It's like, yo, my rep is on the line, and I want to do.
I just assume my performance is being judged in a hair salon.
Facts.
Somewhere.
I want you to tell everybody.
Like, I just assume that. So
I want your mama to know. happened?
It's not gonna, we do.
Yeah.
Honestly.
Like, I check Twitter when I'm done. Like, I check Facebook. No, for real.
You'll know if you did a good job by a story.
I'm like, hey, let me see if it's on somebody's Instagram story. Somebody retweeted.
If she hits you with an indirect story.
Right.
Or she shoots you with a like a meme, like a day or two
or
later.
A quote, like a quote?
Yeah,
with the music like, behind it in the story.
Yes, you'd be like,
yeah, I did good.
I did that.
I did that.
Oh,
I did
that. So that.
If I see like some men's tongues, like, you know, right. Guitar Hero, yeah. I know she's talking to me.
And you know, sometimes it's really subliminal. They be like, you know, sometimes God will send you a blessing when you least expect it. That was my dick.
That was
my dick that did that.
Yeah, like,
that was the blessing you talking about.
Hallelujah.
Very egotistical of us, but hey, that's what we do.
With Kirk Franklin in the back, in the background. That was my dick that did that.
Hey, y'all, drop in the chat too. Let us know. Let us know what your experiences have been with this. I'm curious what's out there. Like, truthfully, like, how are you?
I feel like we don't care.
Was a blessing.
I feel like we don't care when y'all are. I mean, I care. Well, I'm married now, but like before that, I was just like, I did care when I was just like, all right, I'm getting older. I was like, you can't be lazy. I need you to do something. No. You need to give me one position where you do some work. I'll take care of the rest of the low 90% of it, but you need to give me one position.
Right.
When you do something.
I need a little.
My dick is like Bluetooth. It does what you do. You lay there, he lay there.
How do you feel about speaking half the dick in versus the whole dick?
How long have you been married?
Who, me?
How long you been married?
I'm brand new. Like,
you just got married?
Yeah.
Not even a year?
Not even a year.
Aww, not even a year. Oh, okay, he's new.
Enjoy that.
Yeah.
Shout out to you, man.
Hey, how long was you with your lady before y'all got married?
This is what like year five?
Year five.
So we moved in. We moved in year two. Lived together for 2 years, and then we got it done after that.
You stick it all the way in first time y'all had sex, or did you give her half?
Wow, it just jumped right into the, like, double dutch. You understand me? Like, wow.
My lady ain't having that. So
what happened to what are your aspirations of having children? You just said, do you put do you sting her with the dick? That's what he asked it.
That's fair. Let me back
somebody
off
wrote
that
name on the question. All right,
listen. So clearly, we like to have fun. Okay,
we're going to move
on to our games portion of the show.
Can we play games, please?
That was just we got to play some games on that note.
Hey, so
somebody wrote it.
How long you been married? So when you put it in, you shove it all the way in. does she walk funny after the sex? I just want to know.
Ah, oh, man.
You out of pocket.
You're just going off of what's on the paper.
Yeah, what kind of research do you do?
So when y'all got married, did she let you bustle on her face? I mean, like, do you bustle? What do you do?
I'm like, Jesus Christ, man. Personal, bro.
Did I get a prenup for what, nigga? I don't make six figures yet.
Is that... Oh, my dude, Darius. What up, Darius?
Darius on stage.
Yeah. Darius doing first impressions.
Yeah, I definitely.
At the same time.
Why would I ever? I would have got a prenup on the, like right now where she found me when I was still having issues financially.
Mm. Black girl or white girl?
Black girl. Yeah, you got to say that nowadays in California.
You gotta ask.
That's what you want to hold. If you can deal with it, if a girl doesn't chew,
I know a black girl in the chat was asking that.
From like the blackest part of America, which is Maryland, pretty much, and you know that's the most has the most affluential black neighborhoods in the whole country. So it's like, for me, I'm looking at a prenup. If I would have met her after the ascension, 100%. You're not getting a piece of this.
Okay.
Or I'll give you a percentage. Like, it's like if you stay with me for a certain period of time, you get a certain percentage. But I would have you're signing a prenup. Her, if she gets, you know, whatever, if anything ever happens, she gets what she gets. I'm gonna give her, I'm gonna break her off.
Okay.
She's straight.
So she found you. You was broke. How did that happen? What happened with the situation?
I was living with, well, we were both broke. So it was like, maybe that made it easy.
Right.
I was living with another comedian's family. And
making
like,
White Castle.
I was like, if you need a place to stay, you can stay in my room for a second. And I was just like, she was like, cool. Because she needs a place to stay. And I was like, all right, she the one. If she's willing to stay in a room with a nigga and a whole family and kids.
That's funny.
You gotta keep her.
You need some water. You stay in the room. I'll get you some water. Don't worry. Don't leave the room.
She went from being a hostage to...
I appreciate the hell out of her. She's great.
You said, how long has it been now?
About like 5 years now?
5 years.
Wow.
Yeah, 5 years. Yeah.
Shout out to you, man. That's strong, man. It's hard to find the one.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, man. I mean, I heard y'all talking earlier about, I think you just, the rules of your relationship are the rules of your relationship. You know, we're talking about, like, I think you said earlier about, like, I can't date somebody that might be open. It's like, it depends. If that's what you want.
Nope.
If they're cool with that, cool. If you're not, then not. Like, you need to speak about your rules. Don't do it traditional. Don't say what... I know this might not be popular, but whatever the Bible says, it's like, if that don't apply to y'all, then don't let it apply to y'all relationship.
That's how I look at it. You can go sleep with Sonic if you want to leave the door open.
That's out there.
King David had 12 wives.
Yeah.
If you can have in the Bible. If it's in the Bible, you could do it.
Yeah.
Was you, are, did you say you was cool with that?
No, but
she too pretty to be cool with that.
Yeah, I'm number one.
All right.
She ain't having that.
Okay, wait, what's our first game?
All right, y'all. So we're going to play a couple of improv games. It's something that we love to do on this show. We're going to have fun with it, so we're going to get straight into it. First game is bad business. So we want y'all to pitch us the worst business you could possibly do. If you had a business, what would it be?
You can make it up.
Bad business pitch. Your worst business pitch.
My worst business pitch. All right. Let's go from there. I'm only selling you, all right, my worst business pitch. All right, out here, I got something for y'all, man. We're going to sell one color contact. That's it.
Wow.
Just one color contact. All you Instagram or bad bitches out there, you can't have both hazel eyes. You can only get one.
One hazel eye, one all right. You can dark
only,
brown.
We only sell the left one, all right? I know they both look identical, but it's only the left hazel contact.
They're going to turn that into a trend, too.
They're gonna be on TikTok going viral.
That might actually look fire though. Right. She got one hazel eye, one regular.
I would make that shit look fire, trust.
Right.
Oh, snap.
Damn. You might actually have a good business
plan. Be a good
worse.
You might have found something.
Do
here.
Worse.
You're trying to be an asshole.
Right. Like, you might have something.
Actually,
here.
That sounds fire.
Yeah.
Damn.
That's almost. All I got for right now.
What's up, Trix? Bad business.
I'm currently working on an app that lets you detect when a woman's bottom of her heels ashy.
Wow.
So as soon as if you invite her to your house, something go off on your phone that says hide your bed sheets because she's going to rip them.
That's another good. That's a good.
That's
app,
actually a good app.
That's a great
app. I think a lot of people would benefit from it. Like, hey, you coming over? All right, cool. Then your phone go off and they say, you know, ashy bitch or some shit. Ashy heel.
Ashy feet might be one of the, I feel like if you can't keep your feet clean, your vagina stink. That's my mentality. That's completely wrong. That might be completely wrong.
No, but I mean, like, I'm associating every other intimate part of you with that. Like,
because if you can keep the dirtiest part of your, because that's the first thing that hits the floor. If you can keep that clean and looking good, that means you take care of yourself, in my opinion. I could be wrong, but
that's
just how I do.
That's a great analogy. Yeah. But my app also, I think, listen, you guys automatically assume that if the app go off and let me know that Ashy Foot's coming over, I'm just going to tell her not to come. No, I say, yo, can you stop at Walgreens, pick up some lotion? She'll think it's for me. When she gets to the house, put some on the bottom of your foot before you come in.
Wait, you going to make her do it, or are you going to rub it on her feet? You'll be like, yeah, let me give you a little foot massage, baby girl.
And right. No, I don't need to be exfoliated. Like, her, basically... Her heel back is a detriment. Let's put some lotion before you get a foot rub. Your feet need to be soft before I give you a foot rub.
You ever woke up with the breadcrumbs on the end of the bed from your feet overnight?
Come on, that's horrible.
It's like somebody sprinkled breadcrumbs.
But here's the thing, I feel like women are really good at knowing what's wrong or like what might be off about them. If a woman doesn't like have nice feet or has ashy feet, they'll keep their socks on during sex. They'll keep that like on. Yeah.
They will keep their...
Yeah.
That's hilarious.
I'm being real with you.
That's funny.
I had a girl one time. She wasn't, I guess, super fresh because she had just came straight to my crib from doing something else or whatever. Like, she was out, I guess. And I tried to, like, go in that area, and she gave me the plain pull-up. She was like, no pull-up. And I was like, I respected that because she stopped me from doing something that probably would have ruined everything. So
she knew her name was on the line.
Yeah,
you were a comedian too. You would have had a joke tomorrow.
This is before comedy, but yeah. So I appreciated that. So yeah,
women don't like that. No, women will warn you immediately.
Yeah,
men don't give a fuck. We'll be playing basketball. Go ahead.
11 games of hoop.
Right.
We're gonna go get my new job.
What you mean? What you mean? Gonna watch my ball?
Y'all nasty.
I've done it before, man. I'm like,
I thought we was good.
Y'all nasty.
And when
this
happened,
when
it happened to you, what did you do? Was you like, you nasty motherfucker?
Oh, in my head, mad. I was talking shit.
I was like, yeah. I was like,
you licking the balls too? You nasty.
Disgusting.
You so nasty. She said she liked the pheromones.
Oh. I've heard that before.
It's a natural scent. I've heard. It's just like you wanted the day on you.
You've done this before.
I didn't say that. I've had the discussion. Gotcha. Okay. I prefer a clean body. I will give you a clean body. That's just what it is.
Yeah.
This went left real quick.
It did. I'm sorry. Yes, this went left.
You know what I'm talking about with the pheromones, though, man. Yeah. Some women are attracted to that shit. I don't know what it is.
I heard this girl told me one time that she liked when a guy would, I guess, touch his area and then like rub it on his neck and stuff like that because she liked the smell of it. And that's when I was like, yo, this is,
that's
I didn't know
it was that deep.
There it is. Thank you, Trish.
Thank you for having me. Thanks for joining us.
Hey, I'll see you up there.
Appreciate it, bro.
Yes, shit, see? We get it with the seat. It's weird.
Bring him in. What's going on, Brandon?
You know Brandon.
Grown man with braces.
Y'all already starting now. Y'all already starting. You looking like Ray Charles up in here right now.
I'm wondering why he had chains on the inside. Like, why you had chains on?
Don't worry about this.
Like a celebrity.
Oh, my God.
What's going on, man?
All right, Brandon, we are in the middle of our games. I know you love the games, okay? So we are just now about to start our new segment called Sell It to Me. This is a new game, okay? So basically, I'm about to give you guys a random object, and I need you to come up with a sales pitch in less than a minute. Mm-hmm. Minute or less, and let me know why I need it.
We're teaming this, or is it one by one?
One at a time, but we're going to make sure that the audience votes on who the winner is, okay? Oh, so pressure. You guys jump into the live chat. Let us know who has the better pitch, okay?
All right, start with Keenan first.
All right, here you go. All right. Here is our item.
So what do we have here, Kamari?
This is a massage gun.
Okay.
We've got a lot of different features. It's handheld. Wait. It's Bluetooth, I believe. Ooh,
Bluetooth.
I mean, touchscreen, whatever, the technological whatever. But that's listen, nice. This is going to help your body. That's what it does.
Well, are you selling it or are we posting? Like, you going to sell the whole sales pitch you just did.
You needed to know what it did, but no, that's not a sales pitch. Let me know why I need it.
Sell it to me.
I mean, you need this because, I mean, if you go to the gym, workout, and if you're over 35, you definitely need this, mm-hmm. All right? Or if you ain't having, if you ain't getting no bedroom action and you like a little bit of rough, you can use it for that too. So it's a double thing. You can use it for your body or you can use it for your body.
Body.
$59.99.
That two easy payments?
The two easy payments.
Or I have to pay that.
$59.99.
All right, Brandon, you up.
Oh,
tell
it's
it
the same
me.
Thing?
Yep. Okay.
Wow. I mean, I got a new one. Damn. This thing right here?
Yep, that thing right there.
Yep.
You need this bad if you're over. I feel like everything I wanted to say. I got something though. All right, so this thing, if you ever want to,
and you got Alzheimer's, and you wanted to shake
the chat's
right.
Not there's no loving it, Brandon.
I had a like.
All right, sell me this bottle of water.
Okay.
Oh, just half drunken bottle of water.
Yeah, if you ever thirsty like me, whether it comes to women or hydration, you need this bottle of water. From a used, it's a used bottle of water. From Ray Charles Ascendant. And this thing is something else, you know? And why'd I come on this show?
Yo, man. If the cup is half full, you good. If the cup is half empty,
you
that's how you
good.
Can always look at this bottle.
Mm-hmm. Like, if it's 3/4 full, then
you preach with that. You can make a sermon out of this.
Hey, I'm the most horrible salesperson. Like, imagine starting a casket. You need this casket. Because somebody's going to die.
How old are you?
I don't know who it is, but somebody.
Let me sell the item I want to sell. A casket. Fuck it. You see, y'all gave me all this bullshit. Everybody needs a casket.
Costco.
I sell these to all the homeless people. This is what I would sell this to.
Yes.
Are you thirsty? Buy it. $1.
You gotta be a dumbass. I don't care how bad I am in life. If you offer me a water bottle that's half drunk with your shades on, I'm not taking this shit. Like, hey, man, you got one chance, $1. Like, I don't know what you're doing.
Hey, yo, look, here's the thing. Anybody with braces is trying to sell me something, I imagine it's for a fake basketball team. It's for a team you don't even play for.
Oh, wow.
Selling $5 chocolate bars that you know damn well they ain't going to wear no uniforms.
This man admires Stevie Wonder and Ray Charles. This guy, he be in the club bottle service with shades on. Can't see nothing. This nigga tipping too much money.
Talking to the wall.
I actually got to step. My guests just came in. Downstairs, I got to get my guests in because they're not letting the guests in. Is it cool if I step out and come back?
Oh, yeah. Thank you so much. Okay,
well,
thank we appreciate
man.
Having you.
I thought you. It was a joke happening.
I'll be right back.
Appreciate you, Keenan. We'll see you in a second.
Thank you so much.
Thank you. Appreciate it.
Yeah. Now cool, that man, y'all walked in. Yeah. Y'all going to be nice now?
Of course, man.
I'm like, out of here. This nigga was like braces. This nigga cheap in right yet? Goddamn. Shit.
Having him status ass in the
chamber. Tell me, though. Yeah. I don't know what else. I got to keep one in the chamber for y'all.
Brandon, man, what's up, bro? It's good to see you, bro. It's always good.
Now you starting off good, man.
Oh, okay.
That's niggas for you right there. That's niggas right there. Disrespect you, then respect
you. Now that we alone. It was just
what going. Games y'all got on here? What y'all got playing?
Well, we're doing the improv games we were just playing was Bad Business. So I'm not sure if he wasn't here for Bad Business, was he?
He wasn't. You got a Bad Business idea for us? No. You know what? Hold on.
We're gonna move past that.
I'm
Let's not do that.
Honestly,
I don't know the way y'all said that. Like, y'all ain't got faith in me.
No, we do got faith in you.
Yeah. Okay.
No, honestly, you just came in a little late, so honestly, that's really all the time that we have for today. I'm not even gonna hold you.
You serious?
Yeah, that's all the time we got for today.
Hold on, y'all. Y'all gonna bring me in the last 3 minutes and then act like it's okay?
That's what we call our closer. You're so important.
No, it was already closed when I got here.
You know, I don't know.
When you said that, he was like, that's not genuine. Whatever you say,
you be watching the NBA when they put somebody in with 31 seconds left in the game.
Yeah, like that'd be the thing, because the game happened. It's a blowout.
No,
so get Roger off the bench.
That final shot, dog. Right. You were so important.
You tried it, but it's
I swear to God. Yeah. Listen, tell the people where they can find you at, though. That way they can get more of you. Since we
if y'all care about me or my braces. Y'all can find me on Instagram at B Cormel, okay? I'll be wearing shades like
B Cormel. When he smiled, he would not be showing teeth. All his.
Has anybody seen Kill's eyes yet? This nigga, the three blind mice up here. This nigga come in here. What the hell he talking about? This man got horrible vision up here.
He said three blind mice.
This man, we got to all wear shades next time.
No facts. It's Ray-Ban Gang. I thought I was so cool.
Chris ain't here no more. We had a thing going when Chris was here. But
y'all look like,
yeah,
y'all look like a jazz group. Like, well,
but we look good, okay?
We do poetry.
Kill, where can they find you at?
Man, you can find me at KIL_TV. All platforms, man. Instagram, TikTok, Facebook, whatever you want. YouTube. KIL_TV, baby.
Okay. And I am your girl at It's Kamari Love on every platform. Thank you so much for joining us. This was your Sunday Scoop. We are back same time next week. Have a good night.
Thank y'all. Appreciate it, man. Stay blessed.
Y'all are something else.